Itmar, yeah.
There's the trouble. Itmar, here we go, Itmar. Okay, Itmar, three lines from the bottom. Itmar, Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah, in Yoni Diyoma. What are the chances? Erev Rashay Lev Erev Hashanah. Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah, Ravu Shal Machlek Gesh Ravu Shmul, Chadam Ritavayu, Nol De Bezeh, Suda Bezeh. Egg was laid on one day, it's also the next day, the Tnan, but it's showing how you make it. Why? Because Nol De Bezeh, Asur Bezeh, it's Yoyma Arichta. Yeah? Yoyma Arichta. Look over here, Rashi. Rashi over here says, Asur Bezeh. Rashi, three lines to the Bible, Rashi, Asur Bezeh, Shehem, Vadei Choy Kavu, Yitzk Yom Aruch Bedrabonen. Yoyma Arichta. Rashi, three lines to the Bible, the Sugi of Yom Arichta. Someone told me yesterday that if you lane the certain Baal Kriya, oh, sure. Whenever he lane, the Roshiva said about him, oh, today is a Yoyma Arichta. When this guy lanes, he lanes so slow, it's Yom HaRichta. Rosh Hashanah is one long day, Rashi, so as we say, Vadei Choy Kavu Al Yosk Yom HaRichta Benabar, because the Masakin, there should always be Choy Kavu Layavar. Choy Kavu Layavar, there should be 2 days Rosh Hashanah, no matter what, no matter when the witnesses come. In Eretz Yisrael, there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Shemetchila, Shemetchila, Loi Machma Sofik, Hizchila Lassas. And the reason why they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah is nothing do with a suffix. It's not because of a suffix. That therefore, it's when you say Nol De Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh Manav Shach. We have 2 days of Yom Tov. So Manav Shach, one of the 2 days is Choil, and the other day is only Yom Tov Midrabban Misafik. That's only when it comes to regular Yom. When it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, there's no din sfeik of the Yoyma. It's Yoyma Arichta. This is how they were masakin the Yom Tov Lechatchila. Vayit. Let's see if Nachman will come over here. They say together, but we know the Bezeh for Bezeh, the Talmud and the Mishnah, but he's showing how you can make Eidus HaChodesh Kol
HaYom. I don't sense Rashi, Machu Sav Eschid L'Asoysan.
Let's take a step back. We have an egg is laid on one, there are 2 days the end of Yom, let's say Sukkos. So in Mikra Adena, only one day is really Sukkos.
Right.
Why do we observe 2 days Sukkos? We don't know. Maybe today is Sukkos, maybe yesterday. So therefore, if an egg is laid on the let's say the first day, are you allowed to eat the egg on the second day? For sure, because the month of Shach, either yesterday was Yom Tov, and today is Chol.
What about a Chana?
No, so there's no Hachana from there's no there's
sure there's a Chana Yom Tov to weekday to Yom. Of course there's a Chana
the Hachana is when the day that the egg is laid, the day the egg was laid. So we say 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
24 hours ago, the egg was prepared.
Right.
So if it was laid on the first day, when was the Hachana? If the egg was laid,
well, it was laid the second day. So the first day it was created. It was developed.
If it was laid on the it was the day before.
Right. That's the whole sugya of getting a beya. That's the machloikis.
If you have 2 days Yom Tov, okay, 2 days Yom Tov, day number one, day number two, and the egg is laid, the egg is laid on the first day Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to eat the egg on the first day Yom Tov?
Again? Say it again.
Wait.
No.
I'm getting all mixed up now. If an egg is laid, you have 2 days Yom Tov.
Yeah.
The egg is laid on the first day of Yom Tov.
Depends according to. If you hold Mashkin Shizavu, Pairs a Nation,
no lie. Which muksa, but the
is not a problem.
Right.
Why?
Because the day before.
If the second day, if it laid an egg the second day.
Correct.
We just came to conclusion. Chana the rabbi. That's how.
The second day is a suffix choil. Each day, the two, you're right, I'm all mixed up, but let's just take a step back for a moment. Just make it very, very simple for the moment. We'll come and clarify this hopefully soon. There are two, on regular Sukkos, regular Yom, there are 2 days Sukkos. One of those 2 days is Chol.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One of those 2 days is Chol. The Issa Muksa is only when it's Mamash Yom Tov. Right? It's Mamash Yom Tov. So therefore, if yesterday is Yom Tov, today is Chol. If today is Chol, tomorrow is Yom Tov. So one of the 2 days is definitely Chol.
Yeah.
If one of the 2 days is definitely Chol, the egg was laid on the first day, you're allowed to eat the egg on the second day.
Why?
Because Manav Shach. If yesterday was Chol,
yeah.
Then today is Kodesh. Chol is allowed.
That's good. Okay.
And let's say today is Kodesh.
Yeah.
today is Kodesh, and yesterday, let's say today is Chol.
Yeah.
So Man of Shach, so Chol you're
second, if the second day is Chol and yesterday was Kodesh.
So yesterday, the egg was laid yesterday.
No, it wasn't laid yesterday.
And the egg was laid today, so yeah. Today is Chol. So, okay, I'm getting all confused now.
You're not allowed to prepare for the weekday.
Let's just step back. There's two different discussions over here. One is the discussion if the egg was laid on Friday, which is Yontif, can you eat it on Shabbos? Another case is where the egg was laid on Shabbos, can you eat it on Sunday? That's one discussion. Another discussion is no, but the zoo, but it's mutter the zoo. That's the question whether there's 2 days Yontif in the middle of the week. Yontif Shalgoli. It's two different discussions. The question about Achana de Rabba only comes into play when it's Yontif precedes Shabbos or Yontif follows Shabbos. That's the only time you have Achana de Rabba. When you have Mil de Bezu or Sur Bezu, Machlekes is Rav and Rav and Ravati. Rav says Mil de Bezu with Teres Bezu. Ravati says Mil de Bezu or Sur Bezu with Yuen Marichta.
That's 2 days Rosh Hashanah.
But no, not even if it's not 2 days Rosh Hashanah, nothing to do with 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Ravati is a Shita, Ravati that holds Mil de Bezu or Sur Bezu. Even 2 days Yontif is considered Yuen Marichta. Two Kedushas. Nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah.
When okay.
Rosh Hashanah, there's no machlekes. Everybody hold.
Okay, let's read a few more lines and hopefully it'll become clear, okay?
Rav Shlomo, you there?
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
I don't know when you say that Yom HaRichter, when you're not talking about Rosh Hashanah, I don't know who holds Yom HaRichter.
Rav Shmuel.
Rabbi.
Right now the Gemara is
coming. Because 2 days of Yontif, even though it's one's a Deraita, one's a Rabbanan, he holds Kedusha Achaz. Okay.
Let's read the Gemara. Okay, we'll clarify. Nochemar.
Where are we reading from?
Daf Dalid Omid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Itmar. Dalid Omid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Itmar. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. Okay, not to be confused with two the Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golios. Because the Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golios, the reason why we observe today is one day is Vaday Kodesh and one day is Vaday Chol. We do not know which one is Kodesh, which one is Chol, so we observe 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay, so the laws of Muksa are very different when one day is Vaday Yomtev and one day is Vaday Chol, and the only reason why we are observing 2 days is because we do not know which one is Yomtev. But when you have 2 days back to back that are Kodesh, and not only are they Kodesh, but it's Yom HaRichta. It's one long day. The Kedusha spans. It's not like 2 days. Everyone agrees that if an egg is laid on Yom Tov, everyone agrees that it's Aser. Why? Because it's Noilat. You mask him to that? Fine, but let's follow Noilat. Before Shabbos began, was it in your Das that the egg will be laid? This is the ultimate Muksa. The ultimate Muksa is Noilat.
Yeah.
Before Shabbos begins, did you even know? Forget about
Rabba. Because it was medes la'achila.
Let's say if the chicken, you say, if the chicken is a medes la'achila, then it's not. Let's say the chicken, you're saying good. Let's say it's not a medes. A medes la'gadol beitzim. Let us say the chicken is a medes la'gadol beitzim.
So why would it be muksa then? It was never
muksa. Because you never had. It didn't exist. The egg did not exist. Something that first comes into existence on Yom Tov called l'chol hadeis is also.
Okay.
So if a regular one day of Yom Tov and the egg is laid on Yom Tov, that's the ultimate noilat, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's say you have 2 days back to back and both days are considered one day. 48 hours is one continuous day.
Yeah.
So then if the egg is laid on the first day of Yom Tov, what is halach on the second day of Yom Tov? It's aser. The same way it's muks on the first day of Yom Tov because you did not expect it to happen. It was huksa midaita. You did not know the egg would be laid. The second day is just an extension of the first day. It's one long day of 48 hours. Yoima arichta. That's why some of the svardim, they don't make a shachir on the second day. Do you make a shachir on the second day? Everyone makes shachiyanu.
We
don't pask it like that. That's what we have. That's why we have a shachiyanu on the table. In order to be chayish.
Table, you mean on the fruit.
A fruit. We have on, you put it on the table. When you make kiddush, you have on the table a new fruit. Why? To be chayish for the shita that holds that it's yoyma arichta.
Yeah.
And the shachiyanu you made the first night
yeah.
covers the second day as well. So now if you're making a shachir on the second night, it's a bracha levatala.
Correct.
So therefore, what do we do?
But if we hold kiyam aruch, though, what to be chayish that there's 2 days? Nobody holds this 2 days. Why do you have to make another shechiyano?
Because halacha l'maisa, we paskin that it's not, we don't paskin like this halacha l'maisa.
Like kiyam aruch?
No, we don't. Definitely not.
No?
Halacha l'maisa, we paskin that it's 2 separate days. That's clear. But because there is a residue, there is a shtickle, a yom arichta, in order to take into consideration, therefore we have a shachinu. L'may nafkamina, let's say you don't have a new fruit.
Right.
So do you make a shachiyanu? Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you don't have a new fruit, no, it's not. In the Iker Hadin, we paskin that it's not, that it's 2 days.
It's 2 days.
2 days. But in order to give tam to
but
the shita.
But if it's 2 days, we have a klau. But something that, if Shechiyon, you only make it once, something that comes
that's
once.
That's the Chiddush. But all of the Yom Tov, the only time you don't make a Shechiyon is on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Every single one of the Moadim, you make a Shechiyon both days.
Yeah.
The first two days
Rosh Hashanah.
Because when Chazal were Misakein, Sveika de Yoima, L'chol Dover. L'chol Dover. Even though you made a shachiyon, it doesn't matter. Maybe the shachiyon you made yesterday was not a good shachiyon. L'chol davar. Halacha l'maisa, if you don't have a shachiyon or fruit, you still make a shachiyon. But because
I'm
we...
Saying,
what?
Today we have a calendar.
Forget about that. In Minig Avos Seinu B'Yodeinu, that's a side point. Even though we have the Kvi D'Yarcha, Minig Avos Seinu B'Yodeinu. No, Minig Avos Seinu B'Yodeinu, that it doesn't matter. It goes back to Tanach Hazal when we did not know Kvi D'Yarcha. This that we do is Man Hazetz, it's Minig Avos Seinu B'Yodeinu. It's key. We take that away. But Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah, even when they did know Kvi D'Yarcha, they still had 2 days Rosh Hashanah because of a takana, and they considered it to be according to this man, the Yom
HaRichta. Because it wasn't enough 1 day to notify everyone in Eretz Yisrael.
No, that's not the reason.
Why not?
The people,
Rosh Hashanah, they didn't know. They didn't know when
it
was
Rosh Chodesh. Anyone that was not notified in Ochanami, you are right. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, the people that were distant from the Beis HaMikdash, they observed 2 days Rosh Hashanah Midin Tzeka D'Yoyimah, 100%. Anyone outside Yerushalayim they were not able to reach, even in Eretz Yisrael, would observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah Midin Tzeka D'Yoyimah. But in the Mekoymas that were near the Beis HaMikdash, were they able to, with the Bezin, and they were able to notify by walking, they only observed 1 day. Until they made a takana that even in Yerushalayim they should observe 2 days. So then when they start observing 2 days because of the takana, then everyone, Gantz Klal Yisrael, observed 2 days, not because of the sake of the Yom, because of Yoyma Arichta. Absolutely. Originally, they observed 1 day in Yerushalayim. And anyone that did not know the exact date had no choice but to observe a second day, meaning sake of the Yoyma. But when they were Masakin in Yerushalayim, they should observe 2 days because of the takana we're going to see in a few moments. Then it became a takana everywhere in the whole Klal Yisrael that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are not like the 2 days of a regular Yom. The 2 days of a regular Yom is we didn't speak of the Yoma. Bizman HaZetz, Minig Avos Seinu B'Yodeinu of speak of the Yoma. But in Yerushalayim, but Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are a takana Chazal, there should be 2 days. And these 2 days, according to this opinion, is Yoma Arichta. L'may Nafni, if you hold Yom Arichta L'gamri, you only make one Shechiyanu. Only one shachiyon. You do not make a shachiyon on the second day, not on the shofar, not by kiddush, and beitza shenol the biyomtiv, nol the bezeh, asu the bezeh, because it's one long day. Everyone agrees that on the day of yomtiv itself, when the egg is laid, that's muksa, because you makziyah daita mi menu. It'll be muksa. Halacha
l'maisa. By the way, the
so
second day of Rosh Hashanah, and we make a shachiyon before the kiddush shofar.
Yes.
Second day.
Yes.
You sure?
Positive. That's why the Baal Tokeh should be wearing a new suit. The Baal Tekel Lechatkos will be wearing a new suit or new, something new, so when he makes a Shechiyon, it should not be Bracha Levatola. Even though, and let's say he doesn't have a new suit, it doesn't
matter.
Ashkenaz. By Sfardim, they don't. You're right, Sfardim, they don't. By Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz.
I have no recollection. Like
yes, positive. The second day you make a Shechiyon, both days Rosh Hashanah.
So why is the case by Sukkos? You take this, when you take the Luv, that's the second day you don't know the Shechiyon.
Because Sekh the Yoima. Sekh the Yoima.
Yeah, but Rosh Hashanah, you don't say that.
Because it's right, because...
Oh, I say.
Oh, he's saying good. He's saying very good. Oh, you do say. On the Lulav and Esher, you
don't
say.
No way, Jose. That
on the
Lulav sure
and Esher, you say by Kiddush. By Kiddush, you say Shechiyanu.
But not by Tulas Lulav.
You say by Kiddush, but you don't say Sadak. Why not? Very partial, because it's not their Isa anymore. It's not their Isa. Lulav and Esher.
Maybe it is.
Only the first day.
It's making the Yoyma.
You're there because the Archa. You're asking a good, very good kash. You're asking very, very good. Lulav, we make a shachiyanu on the yoim, but you don't make a shachiyanu on the lulav and the eshim.
You're asking what's the tak of the chilik? Why tak? I don't know the answer. Why do we make a shachyanu of an eshek on the second day? It's mid rabbanan, but we make a shachyanu. We make a shachyanu on by kiddush at night. That we for sure do. The only time you don't make a kiddush by kiddush is only shvi shel pesach. Lulu of the eshek tak. You don't make the second day. Why tak and not? Don't you make the second day? If you can make on the yoyim.
What's the lashon of the truah that you learn at Yom Kippur for Rosh Hashanah?
It's only in the right. Day. That's why
I make sure. Yeah, so why do you make a shachyanu by kiddush the second night? The second night of Sukkah is in the Sukkah, you make a shachyanu. Why? Because of the Sukkah?
I'll tell you why. But the shayfer, what's the primary part? What's the source to pull shayfer?
Teruah yelochem.
That's the answer. It doesn't say b'yom harishin, kachem yom harishin. Sukkah, it spells it out the first day. Therefore, even if it's fake of the yom, it's only because it said there. That's the reason why.
Once he's saying a svar. Once it's called
the second night, you switch the order also.
Before the shachiyah, according to some.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't know anything. I don't know. Let's see Rashi.
But I think that's the reason why, because the Torah says b'yom harishon, l'kach from b'yom harishon.
It's called the 15th day. He's saying a svar. He's saying that Sukkot is called two things. It's called the chamish asar.
That's the reason why
on day 15.
Seems like Baruch Shein Atzricha.
And it's also called the yom harishon. None
but
of
the fact remains, it is the first day. Just minute of Sami Yadayim. We know today is Rosh on the Sukkot.
Okay, I don't know. I hear you
saying.
But I think
that's the svar because by shayfa doesn't say it anywhere. Yom harishon.
By Shofar doesn't say Yom Rishon. It says Yom Tu Yelchem. It says V'Chodesh Hashvi Be'echal Chodesh.
And therefore, that's the reason why.
V'Chodesh Hashvi Be'echal Chodesh. Yom Tu Yelchem. Mikol Chodesh Yelchem.
What is it saying again? What is it saying?
V'Chodesh Hashvi.
Yeah.
Be'echal Chodesh. Yom Tu Yelchem. Be'echal Chodesh. It doesn't call it Yom Rishon. It calls gives it a calendar date. It gives it. You're saying good. You're saying good when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah doesn't call it Yom. It calls it the Echod LaChodesh. Whereas Sukkos ulekachtem lochem by Yom Harishon. It's the 15th day of the month, but the Torah calls it the Yom Harishon. Rishon lecheshbon avonos. I always get a head start. Let's go weiter.
Nice.
Shlomi, you with me?
Let's learn
the name. So Rav Shmuel, Demet Havai, Nol de Bezeh, Asur de Bezeh, Detnan. Rashi, welcome to the Rashi one more time. Three lines from the bottom. Asur de Bezeh, Shem Vadai Choy Kavua. Lios Kiyoim Oruch, Mid Rabbanon. It's one long day. Shemit Chilo, Loi Machma Sofek, His Chilo
Lassim. What's Rashi saying here, the last few words?
Rashi is saying that when there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's not like the other 2 days of Yom Tov, of Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos, where there it's a Minama Machma Sofek. There is no Sofek. When Chazal were Mesakin in 2 days Rosh Hashanah, they were Mesakin in Lechatchila to be one long day according to Rav Shmuel. The Amri Negvai, let's go further in Gemara. The Amri, they were makabel the witnesses to testify they saw the middle of one of the entire day. What happened? Pamax one time in Nishtocha Eidim Velovon. They did not come. They were delayed. And what happened? The day was getting late. They had to be makabel Tamashal Shachar. And they were makabel Tamashal Shachar. And when you bring the Tamashal Shachar, you have to sing the Shira. And what should, there's a special Shira that you sing on Rosh Hashanah. What's the Shira for Rosh Hashanah? What is the special Shira for Rosh Hashanah? I don't know. Do you know what it is, Shlomi? What is the Shira for Rosh Hashanah?
No, not in Tatom Shashach, Tom Shaban Habayim.
No, what does it say? Call Hayam, look at Rashi. Why don't you say, you know, when you say Korbanos every single day, do you say Mincha the Shira? Why don't you say it's a big kasha, this is the Velt kasha, how come there isn't a Sidur Nusach Svart? You say Nusach Svart.
Yeah.
The Rav always says Korbanos. When Mincha, you say Korbanos. How come you don't
even
say...
Even the Ramah says that
you
in brackets.
You don't say the Shir Shel Yoim every single day at Mincha. You say Korbanos. What happened to the Shir Shel Yoim? Kukasha? Where's the Shir Shel Yoim?
Yeah.
I saw a gewaldige answer.
No, the Shir Shel Yoim only said it by Shachar.
No, the Feirush in the Gemara. It's the Feirush in the Gemara. They said the Shir Shel, they said a Shir when they brought...
Why don't we say the Yoim by Mincha,
So why don't we say the Yoim? So there are many answers to this question. One that I like that really gets the best is that the Shir Shel Yoim of Mincha, it was the discretion of the Kohanim or the Kohen Gadol what to say that day. In other words, Shel Shachar is etched in stone. Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbos. David Mizvah, Lashem Ratzimulaya, Yom Sheni, every single day in the Siddur, it's etched in stone. Mincha, it was up to the Kohanim to decide to select a Mizmar from Tehillim, what they felt captured in Yoni D'Yoyma, current events. Memela, today, Memela, we don't have Nevim amongst us that can go and can decide.
Where does it say that?
I don't remember. We learned this not so long ago. We came across this answer that because it was in the Beis HaMikdash, it was up to the discretion of the Kehanim what to say by Mincha, and we cannot possibly know what to do. The Melo, so we say nothing. Look, likewise, what is the Shir Shalim of all of the Moadim, every single of the Moadim? The Gemara has a different Shir. We don't know. The Gra has a list. The Gra has a list of what they said for each day. I think he says each day. So in any event, what is the Shir Shalim for Rosh Hashanah? What's the Shir Shalim for Rosh Hashanah? L'matzeach livnei mizmar? Is that the Shir Shal Yom?
I don't know.
L'matzeach livnei koirach mizmar. That what they said, Shlomi. Did Shuli say what the Shir Shal Yom is?
I don't know.
Shuli didn't say in the Shir what the Shir Shal Yom for Rosh Hashanah is.
I'm not up to him.
Vaita, kol hayoyim. Okay, let's go vaita. Vaita, kol hayoyim.
Is that yours?
Yeah. Maybe. This is more important. I'll call you back. Vaita. Vaita, kol hayoyim. Kol. So what's the halacha? The halacha over here is, so also call Yom Shalosh Yom right in the Gemara. They came late. There was a delay. They did not arrive. So what happened? Let's review what happened. Look at the Rashi. Rashi explains over here.
Kol Yom
Yom Shalosh Yom Shal Elu. There are 30 days.
By night, right?
At night, on the 30th day of Elul, the 30th day of Elul, the Zman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim could either be Rosh Hashanah, or the 30th day of Elul. So therefore, what do you do? It's a suffix. So therefore, people have no choice but to be machmir, and they don't do melacha. They don't do melacha. Because maybe today is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Now, here's my shalot to you. So what ma'ariv did they daven? What ma'ariv did they daven? What kind of clothing did they wear? What was the ma'ariv like? That night was a suffix. No one knows if Bezin will be Mekadesh V'chodesh. That night the witness have to come. When they benched, did they say Yala V'yavoy in the benching? Yehi Shloimi, what did they do? Shloimi, what did they do for ma'ariv on the 30th night of Elul? What did they do? Pashas is a daven.
Why does Rashi say Shem is Kadosh Chodesh L'Machar? Maybe tonight they're going to be Kadosh. Oh, they weren't Kadosh.
Bezdin's a Maisa Bezdin. Bezdin's by Biyoim Tzavoy. So yes, Bnei Yisrael has to be by day.
Only by day you could only.
Sak Bezdin. Bezdin only sits by day. Bezdin has to pass.
So we're afraid that the Eidim will come mamish close tonight.
So therefore, no, so at night, no, at night, it's now the 30th night of Elul. The 30th night of Elul can either.
No, they waited all day the 30th.
The next day. So ordinarily, what would happen?
No, the 30th day they waited all day. So
they
what
wait
they
all day. It's now the 30th night of Elul. It's Elul. It's 20.
It's too late. That's it. We know that today.
They came to shul in the yantar clothing.
How do you know they came in yantar clothing? How do you know that? What's the makar? They came in yantar clothing. What, when they said Yalav Yavo, when they were in bench. Look, 29 days passed. Clear. 29 days of Elul are over.
Right.
And now it's nighttime. So tonight is.
That's what Rashi says. Nighttime. All yes, day by day,
no,
the 30th
day.
That's the next day.
No. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Slowly, wait. Umibo Erev. Okay, 29 days
we'll
are over.
Kol Hayom.
Yom Shleishim. The day 30 of Elul. He explains.
That's by day.
They accepted witnesses the entire day.
Of the 30th.
Yeah. So what did they do on the night of the 30th, which was the night before? What did they do the night before?
29 going into 30.
What did they do for those 12 hours? Bezdin only sits in Paskins by day.
Oh, so by night, they didn't do a malacha.
I'm worried that maybe the Bezdin, maybe Adam are going to come later.
Tomorrow. It will be right. So they didn't do malacha.
So a night before, they didn't do malacha.
But did they say Yala V'yavo in benching? Did they have the simonim? They sat down by the...
No.
How do you know? Why not?
Because it's a suffix. So that's just the malacha.
They don't do malacha. It's all Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say they daven the Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Tov. Doesn't say they said Yalav Yom Tov. He says Yom Shloishel Umibah Erev in the evening, Chayu Asuri.
The night before it's
in Malacha.
Shami Skadish, that's Chayu Lamacha.
Rashi doesn't say they did anything more than Malacha.
Because maybe the Mikadish Chayu Lamacha.
Maybe Yiskadish Chayu Lamacha.
Nimsa Shalaila.
Retroactive Shalaila Hazer Yamtif.
Therefore.
Shekane, because Kolya Mitzapin, the entire day they were yearning lookouts. Binoculars looking, maybe witnesses are going to come and testify that last night they saw the new Levana.
Shemesh. No, the next day we're
right in the morning. They're waiting.
They waited all day. Yeah.
Maybe they'll come. Now the Chol Shoshaboyin.
It's interesting. By day that you were able to see the Levana on high mountains.
No, they saw the Levana last night. They're not testifying what they saw the Levana by day. The people saw the Levana at night.
And they're waiting for them to come because it takes morning. Time for them to come.
Right, they come in the morning to testify what they saw the night before.
Okay.
So therefore they have now 12 hours from the Alois HaShachar until night.
Yeah.
They're waiting. When will the women come? And if they would come at any moment in time, they would accept their testimony, they would listen. The Bezim would say, Mekudosh HaChodesh Mekudosh. What happened one year? It was already, let's say, for argument's sake, 6 o'clock is Seisach HaKavim. Argument's sake. So the last moment they can accept the witnesses is 5:59.
That's before nightfall.
Right, nightfall, make-believe, for argument's sake, is 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. on the dot. So they can say Mekudosh HaChodesh Mekudosh until 5:59
okay.
And 59 seconds.
Okay.
And what happened? So it was already 5 o'clock. No, 5 o'clock, an hour. What are the chances someone's going to come in the next hour? What are the chances? If no one came by now. If no one came, it's already 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we only have 1 hour left. If no one came by now, Mestaver, no one's going to come. That's what Bezin said.
And therefore,
the Levim are saying, you know, we have to sing Shira. We have to sing Shira. Should we sing the Shira Shel Choyl or should we sing the Shira Shel Yomtif?
Yeah.
So they said, listen, it's already 5 o'clock. We have only, let me make it better. It's 5:45, okay? 5:45, 15 minutes left. No, it takes 10 minutes to sing Shira. No, sing the Shira of Choyl. What are the chances someone's going to come?
Why? They weren't doing Malacha night before.
That's because they maybe someone would have come.
Right.
But no one came.
Oh.
So Memela, when it's going to be Rosh Hashanah? Tomorrow. So they didn't do Malacha a whole day. No.
So that means it's Mole.
Right.
It's going to be Mole.
Right, Mole. Okay, no. But in the meantime, what is today? Today is Chol.
Mm-hmm.
So what Shira should we sing today? Chol. We have 15 minutes left. Get the show on the road. So what are we going to sing?
In the morning, Chol.
In the morning, who says it's... Yes, a very good question.
What's his question?
They sang Shira twice. It's the Ferish in the Gemara. They sang Shira twice. Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Rabbim. So I don't know the answer. So I don't know. Yes, in very gosh, look at the Rishonim. So maybe the answer. I don't know the answer, but maybe the answer is that you can sing in the morning. Maybe they sang the Shir Shal Chol. As long as at the end of the day, at some point in the day, they would also.
So what's
sing
the problem?
So
one second. So they came in there. Finally, they came so late.
So they said we only have 15 minutes left. And we didn't sing the Shira.
So they start singing Shachar.
So they said, so sing the Shira Shalchol. No one's coming. If they haven't come by now,
so what's the problem?
So then they sang, they did it. They sang the Shira Shalchol. Hayom Yom Rishon Mishabbos.
What's the Skal Kol of Yom Shir?
And then right after they finish the Shira Shalchol, who walks in?
Aiden.
And Bezin interrogates them.
These are Pesach and Tehillim.
Bezin interrogates them and they say, the Tachagun, they say with the last moment of the day, Mekudosh HaChodesh Mekudosh.
There was already Mekudosh from last
Mekadosh,
night.
They were Mekadosh.
That means it's Chaser.
Right. And that means yesterday, and that means the
yesterday was
Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
And that means, what does that mean? It means they ended up singing, they sang on that day the wrong Shira.
So, my Kuli Rosh, it's a Tehillim.
Oh, so here, Shol Zev is all worked up now. What about Shofar? Did they blow Shofar? Did they daven Musaf?
They didn't bring the carbon.
They didn't bring the
carbon. That's a very good kasha.
Is not concerned. No.
It's only concerned about the shear.
Only concerned
it's
about.
It's a good kasha.
The Gemara is not concerned about shayfer.
So
not about the musaf.
So something we're lacking.
Not about garnishing. The only thing we're concerned about is the shear. Are you talking? So the answer is that the musaf. So you didn't bring the musaf. No. So oyne shacham on the patre. No. You didn't. I'm telling you. I think what the Meiri says. I'm not saying what the Meiri says. You didn't bring. Oh, toys the kasha. Yeah, Bashir shall be in a bayamari, Shah Amr Bashir shall be in a bayamari. Okay, so Amu Shir Shal Chol Shaloha Yisruvim Shayavu. We're doing the Rashi first. Let's first do the Rashi. But let me just tell you the answer that Miri gave before you see Rashi, even to go out of order, go backwards. Even though you're not allowed to do this, we'll do it anyway. Miskalkal anyway. And he says a Mordek answer, he says, because it's a bad simon. It's a pili playing what he says.
Why?
He says, singing the wrong Shira is a bad simon. The night of Rosh Hashanah, the Olam is very nizer in Simone Milsa. A bad simon is worse than, would you believe this is a shocking thing to say? Is worse than they're not blowing shofar.
Are you serious? He writes. I want to see this.
And not. Maybe I'm making this. One of the Rishonim said this. It's a bad simon.
You just said now the Miri.
If I'm not mistaken, that's a left of my memory. Maybe I'm wrong. Is the simon? And what's the pshat of the Darshanim say? The Darshanim say
Rishimus.
Is what happened on this day. How is this? This is really drush, but it really adds a lot of flavor into the pshat and the Gemara. Is how was man created? Vayipach be'apav. Nishmas chayim vayhi adam lenefesh chaya leruach mimalala.
The target munculus.
Man is a creature of dibur.
Right.
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 Shofar is the most basic elementary form of dibur. Tu 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 tu. The sounds. Shira is the extreme opposite.
But who says this?
This is the most the Darshanim said this. I don't know.
No, but on that
is the most complex.
But I could look that up already.
Yeah.
Animals also give out voices. It's also a form of talk, and yet it's not called dibber.
But an animal does not shira. And there's no such thing by a shira. Even though you do find
it says
shira
the sar on the animal.
The paros may draw the aren back. It says the paros sang shira.
It means the malach.
That's all machlokes.
Did you know the Nachsh is a redak says?
All right, okay,
the Nachsh HaKadmoni was the Tsar.
But Pashat Shad is Shira represents the spitz of Vayihi Ha'odom Lenefesh Chaya Leruach Memalala.
Okay.
Yeah, does Shuli say this? Leruach Memalala.
Okay.
This is the spitz. So, Memel, if you mess that up on Rosh Hashanah, you're finished. You're finished. Since the whole Koyach of Shofar is this Shofar, and the Shira.
Yeah.
The Shofar is the most elementary form of Dibur of Adam.
Okay.
Shira represents the most complex form of Dibur of Adam. The ability to communicate with the Koyach of Shira.
And therefore,
if you mess up the Shira on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're finished. It's a bad simon.
But we're talking about the rice. It's the anniversary. Shofar blowing.
This is the creation of man. The Aleph Tishrei is
Yom Hashishi. So that means, and they weren't concerned about the shofar blowing. No blowing.
Let's see Tais. Let's see the Gemara. V'niskal klu halavim b'shir Rashi.
You don't want to see the Tais afterwards.
First Rashi. Yeah, okay. First Rashi. Halavim b'shir. So first the Rashi is the Chiddush Otzum that the shir that we're talking over here is the shir shel bein harboim. What about the shir shel shachar? Why not that? Why are we not concerned of the kilkul that came from the shir shel shachar? So some want to say from this that even on the yom tif, they said the regular shir. Even on a regular yom tif, in the shachar, you always say it's etched in stone. The different shirais for the
like we do,
is by mincha. We don't say any shira altogether because lost what we don't know what the Messiah is.
And you see, whether it's Yom Tov, regardless of which Yom Tov, we always say the shir.
Because we don't know better. So the Taka, the Gra has different shirais for all of the Yomim Tovim. But from this Rashi, it's mashma that the shir shel shachar was the regular shir shel shachar that we say every single day.
Yeah.
And what is unique to the day was said by Bein Harboim.
Yeah.
Rashi, that's what it says. Tomit shol bein harboyim. Shamar boy shira. Shol choil. Shoha yusay sevudim. Shlo yavo oy vayam chol. It's 5:45.
Shavoy dim so she kind of shach hayne tos.
Oh, so that's a very big she'ela you asked. You asked a very tough question to which there is no answer. On a regular day, what did they sing the Shir Shodein Harboyim? Why by Mincha?
Whatever the case may be, it was called a Chil Bikashir.
Yes. Some say they sang the same, right?
Suffolk, they couldn't sing the Rosh Hashanah Shir.
Right. You could not sing the road, you could not sing.
It's the same or different is another question.
Right, right.
But either way, it was a chol de kashrut.
Right. From Rashi, it's mashma, shal shachar was the zel bezach, as always. Mincha.
And look what Rashi writes. He says the reason is because Adam never came that early in the morning. So therefore, we always.
And now when the witnesses come after they sang the Shir Shal Chol, they sang by Ben Hor Arboyim, they sang what they would have ordinarily sang it had it been a weekday. If today was Rosh Hashanah, they would have sang by Ben Hor Arboyim the Shir Shal Rosh Hashanah, whichever that Shir may be, which I don't think we even know what it is. Maybe it's
Siddur HaGra,
maybe it's Lanatzech Livnei Karech Mizmor, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's Mizmor L'Dov L'Hashem Aretz Melo, Tehil Ovir, when you say on Rosh Hashanah night, after Ma'ariv, you say that?
Also, then,
yeah,
also
you
think, do
you get psicha for that?
In the early days when they were Makabal Abiyam, and they were Makabal Adis all the way till Mincha,
yeah.
And then they said, you know what, today is Taka Rosh Hashanah, right? The next day was Chil.
Right, absolutely. So when did they blow Shofar? Did they have enough time to bring the Karmel Musaf?
No.
They fit it in, they insisted that they're a Hanan, the Batsuk place it says.
But let's say they didn't have time. Let's say there wasn't enough time. What? But let's say there wasn't enough time. Let's see. Uver shal shachar ein tos. Why? Look what he writes, Rashi. Rashi writes, the Talmud shal shachar. You see what he says? Rashi's beferish. That was never a mistake when it comes to shachris. The Talmud shal shachar afilu hukdash achodesh koydim
huachavasa. In the morning.
Shir shal chol hoyoymim lifi shabiroiv hashanim.
It never happened. It was uncommon.
So he says a pel de gazach of this Rashi.
That even they didn't come. Most years they never came that early.
Go
so therefore.
So that means let's say you know for sure go basaroiv, because you go basaroiv, so you always say by shachar.
That's a chiddush. That's
the
chiddush.
It's very chiddush in Rashi. Rashi is saying. Ein or eden ma'adim lovei kolkach.
It's only becomes
Rosh Chodesh
when the best
of judges, Rashi said before that they did not do Malacha at night because Shema Lemafreya, it would be Rosh Hashanah. So you're telling me, no, it's only Mikanu Lahaba. So you want me to Mechag, when it comes to Malacha, it's Lemafreya. When it comes to the Kedusha element, the positive element, it's Mikanu Lahaba. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush Nora. You need a reason to say something like that. To say that when you want to be mechalik between the loisas and the aseh of kedusha, then the one you go to mafreya and the kedusha you go mikan to laaba, that's a pretty big chiddush to say such a thing. But Rashi over here is wavering. Rashi,
no, why? Because one is a shevatas and one is a kumvasei.
But you want to go mikan to laaba? I don't know. Fine. Ad hamincha let's go vayit in Rashi. Ad hamincha. Ad akravas tamish shobin rabayim. Avali achak. They only wait until when do we mark of 9.5 hours. They will mark of Mincha Kitana. Mincha Kitana, they will mark of the Talmud Shobain Harboyim. Avaliacha Mikan Oisah Yom Harehu Mubar, Umoyle Miyot.
It's like an embargo, I'm not saying to give an embargo, Aden
Mincha. They wait until Mincha. And yeah. When it came Mincha, since the witness did not come until Mincha, then they made the assumption, if they did not come by Mincha Kitana,
then it's Choyl.
Then it's Choyl. And therefore.
But what happens if they didn't come? The whole night didn't come. Now it's the next day already. It's
for sure. Days. Then the next day is for sure going to be. For sure going to be.
Aren't you going to catch up the
Ariya?
There's no
Ariya yet. Every Rosh Chodesh was like this. Bezin, so there's a three machlokes in the Gemara. Do they say in the Kodesh HaChodesh?
Okay, Rosh Hashanah, what do they do on day 31?
On day 31, automatically becomes Rosh Hashanah.
Come on, Mahan,
where do you find Kodesh HaChodesh Ariya?
Every Rosh Chodesh, go to Rosh Chodesh Kislev. What, this is not only Rosh Hashanah. Let's say witnesses don't show up.
Very interesting.
That's a Ma'atir Machlag in the Gemara. What? Let me ask you a simple, on a regular. If witnesses don't come the entire day 30, automatically day 31 becomes Aleph Tishrei.
Correct.
What's the Shaila?
So much machshava about Yiddishkeit that Rosh Chodesh is the, we are the ones who make Rosh Chodesh, right? It's not a
Kaddish. Bezdin has the ability to suppress.
If
Bezdin wants to suppress, let's say you have a hole around the block. Around the block. And Bezdin doesn't want. What? No one ever comes the 31st. If witnesses don't come the entire day 30, by default, day 31 becomes Rosh Hashanah. You don't need any witnesses. What, you're going to go make Rosh Hashanah on day 32? What?
No, I'm asking you a question.
That
I'm thinking about now.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. That's right. That is correct. You mekadesh the chodesh shaloi al piri. If witnesses do not come the entire day 30, automatically by default day 31 becomes Rosh Chodesh. And you're right, there were no witnesses whatsoever who came to testify. Absolutely. Absolutely. If I'm not mistaken, there's a shaila even the Gemara with the Rishonim. Let's say witnesses come to testify they saw the Levon on day 31. Is there such a din that Bezdin should mekadesh day 31 al piriya, when anyway we don't need the witnesses for that?
Right.
Do Bezdin, and even if you don't want to say that goes so far, do you have a din? Does Bezdin have to say the words mekudesh achodesh mekudesh when witnesses never showed up to begin with then on day 31? Mm. These all these shilas in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, we went through a lot of time on this. All different. Every
we're still going to get to it.
Every possible combination, possibility, you have either it's in the Gemara, or you have a Shiga, or
Rosh
Hashanah.
They could say they saw it on the 30th.
Oh, so you're saying very good. That's also a big hot topic. If witnesses come on the 31st, and they testify...
Turns out they blew Shifra on the 31st, it wasn't even Rosh Hashanah, because it was Rosh Hashanah yesterday.
Okay, I don't remember the details. I don't remember. Your question is without definitely discussed somewhere. Once upon a time, we learned all this stuff. And it's definitely discussed exactly that situation. I do not have any recollection. Like a cat. All gone, in one ear out the other ear. Okay, that was definitely something that we once upon a time learned the Iyun. That whole topic, the whole topic of discussion, all the different possibilities for Kiddush HaKadosh. Right now, Staff Yomi, we're like a balabas. The Iker is to turn a couple of pages and go weiter, and we're living over here. And over here, right now, all we got to know right now is the witnesses did not show up, period. They're on strike. There's no one here. The whole day is 30, not one person walks in. Now it's night 31. By default, night 31 becomes Aleph Tishrei. Okay? Is that okay with you? Okay? Vayit in the Rashi. Ar HaMincha. Ar HaKrovas HaTomit Shol Ben HaRboim. Okay, after that moment in time, if it's now mincha ketana, the zman with the magen tamer shel ben harboim, witness do not show up, automatically day 30, the month is a 30-day month. Elul is not a 29-day month. Elul becomes a 30-day month. Today is choil. It is choil. And tomorrow is kodesh. So what would that mean? It would mean everyone can go now, go home and do malacha. It's 9.5 hours into the day. It's what is it, 4:30? Okay, 4:30, is that what it is? It's 4:30, they make an announcement, the witnesses have not come, and therefore we're making an assumption, it's all over, bring the Talmud Shel Ben Harboim, sing the Shira Shel Choil, today is Choil, everyone can now do malacha. Yeah, is that fair to say? Umoinin miyon ha-mochvas liyam ha-kipurim v'sukas. Now what happens?
What is he saying here? You start counting.
Rosh Hashanah begins tomorrow.
Till Yom Kippur?
That's called Aleph. Yom Kippur is day 10. You have to know when Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is day 10. So when is
the Sukkot is day 15.
And day 15. V'imbo eidim in ha-minichol ha-mayla. Witness come in ha-mayla. Oh, let's say now they make this announcement. They bring the Talmud Shel Ben Harboim. And they sing the Shur Shel Choil. And everyone is doing malacha. And then guess what? At 5:30, witnesses show up, and they say, we saw the new moon last night. Now here's the chiddush. Even though we're not going to count from these things, a tremendous chiddush what Rashi was saying. Now he's teaching this whole sugya in the Gemara. Even after Rashi, you know, you could say all these ideas. Das bal divrei das torah hebuch mi das balavais. Yeah. And there he says, "Avi she'ein moedim lemoad lemoados for the moadim mehayoyim loy."
Why?
Before the takana, right?
Before the takana, loy mezalzelinim bei b'hai shloishim. We're not going to be mezalzel in the shloishim, mamish when
it's
the yom shloishim. Ella goyimim oisoi beisur. So pel degazach. I thought they made an announcement now. At 4:30, witnesses are not here. We brought Tom Shalben Abayim. If witnesses show up, so we're not going to accept them. We are not.
Who says we don't accept it? This is before the
Tefillah. Before, that's what it says. Just like we were Nizhar. Melach Adamincha. Kei hagim v'goyim oisa b'kedusha. Alma. Techilas asiyah shnei yamim l'reish hashanah. Afilu bebezdin, afilu bebezdin hava v'loy misafik. Now this is going after the Takana, it seems. This is after the Takana.
After the Takana, yeah.
Where do you see it's after the Takana?
Niskal Govi Mashir Hiskinu, look at the Rashi. Rashi, the Dibur HaMaschil is going on. Look at the Dibur HaMaschil. The Dibur HaMaschil is going Hiskinu. This is after the Takana. This Rashi is going after the Takana. Because the Dibur HaMaschil. Hiskinu. No, we have the next Rashi, you're in the wrong Rashi. The next Ad HaMincha. I'm reading the Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil Ad HaMincha. V'niskalkal avim b'shir. They were niskalkal b'shir. So what happened? Hiskinu. Now we're in a moment of post-takana. Hiskinu. Sheloi yihyu mekablim eso edim. Elo ad HaMincha. But what happens if the witnesses indeed come after Mincha? So what would they do? They would not be mezalzel in the. They would not be mezalzel in the witnesses. And therefore, once already they observed most of the day b'kedusha, they would be goymer the day b'kedusha, and they would begin the calendar from tomorrow. So this is considered now to be yoima adichta. What? Top line of the Gemara. Top line, the first line of the Talmud. Rashi is Ad HaMinchol. Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil, the first small line of Rashi. The last word of the first small line of Rashi, Ad HaMinchol.
What's the Chiddush, of course?
Well, let me make sure you get this. One second. You see the Rashi? Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil, Ad HaMinchol. Rashi is discussing the Ta'achal HaTakana. Achad the Takana, what was the rule? The rule was that on day 30, absolutely no melacha. And if witnesses would not come until Mincha, so they would say, so it depends. If witnesses would not come the entire day, it seems.
Why didn't he add in the words, go Aiden and the Mincha Lamala, my son?
Loi mekab, we not mekablim. That's right. Hiskinu shelo yiyu mekablim esoedim ella ad hamincha. So once if we would be mekabel the edim, that means that the day 30 is really day 1.
Correct.
There is no day 30. Correct. We reject the witnesses, but because we already observed most of the day b'kedusha.
Yeah.
We finish off the day b'kedusha.
Where do you see you did it?
Look at Rashi. Let's read the Rashi again. One more time. Ad HaMincha. Ad HaKravas HaTam Mishal Ben HaRaboyim. That we will mekabel the witnesses until the Ben HaRaboyim. What is the advantage of getting the witnesses to come? Of mekabel the witnesses. If we mekabel the witnesses, tomorrow is Chol. Correct? If we accept the witnesses today, at some point during the day, that means today is Kodesh and tomorrow is?
You mean the following night is already Chol?
Right. Right. Tomorrow, if we accept the witnesses before Mincha, that means that today is Kodesh, quickly bring the Musaf and blow Shofar. But once already it comes Zman Mincha,
yeah.
Tomorrow is day 1. What about today?
Also.
Me'ikar Hadin.
It's really Chol.
It's Chol. But.
That's the reason it's not Skalkalu. The Shi wasn't Skalkalu.
It didn't become Kodesh.
It became
only Kodesh Midrabanan.
It became Kodesh. That we didn't do our melacha.
We didn't do melacha.
It's Mincha time. No Adam came. So until Mincha time, everybody was keeping weekday.
No.
No.
They didn't do melacha. Rashi says they didn't do melacha.
But there was no observance of the Yom Tov. They didn't bring kabbanis and shayva.
It doesn't say anywhere in Rashi that they were wearing big day kodesh, big day Shabbos. It doesn't say anywhere in Rashi that...
That's from the smallest things.
That's right, they didn't, but they still have time to bring the Musaf. They didn't bring the Musaf, but they did not do Melacha.
Right.
They did not do
Melacha. Because of a Suffolk.
Because maybe the witnesses will come, before Mincha, and that will be a Gilu, and they will Makabalu in it. So that means the Gilu that today is Rosh Hashanah,
yeah.
And therefore Lemafreya, it's Rosh Hashanah, and then if they did Malacha, they will be Mechal Yom Tov.
Yeah.
And now when the witnesses come, Mikanu L'Habah, there's plenty of time to blow Shofar and to bring the Musaf. So what happens if the witnesses do not come until Mincha? That means for sure,
for sure,
we're not going to blow Shofar today.
Correct.
And we're not going to bring the Musaf. But because already we were nizer in not doing Malacha until this point of time, we're going to be mashlim the day and not do Malacha until the end of the day.
Correct.
That is a takana. That takana is not midin Sofik, it's midin Vadai. Today is Vadai Chol. But even though it's Vadai Chol, Chazal said, we want you to treat this day with Kedusha.
Yeah.
So this is not your typical type of
But really Rosh Hashanah is
tomorrow,
tonight, the
tomorrow.
Right.
This was
the 31st, takana. So to speak.
The
let's
original takana
the
was tomorrow is Vaday Rosh Hashanah. Hashanah. Not like today. 31st. Today, see, today that's not the way it is today. Today we have a very perverted type of Yom HaRichter. Because today, when is the real Rosh Hashanah? The first day. What is the Yom HaRichter? The second day. Right? That's how we do it today. By the time of Chazal, it was just the opposite.
Right.
It was just the opposite.
Right.
If the witnesses did not come until Mincha, so that's it. Tomorrow is the real Rosh Hashanah. And day 30 is going to be an extension of day of tomorrow, going backwards in
time. One second. But if they did come until Mincha and Mekabel, right away it was Yom Tov, Shofar,
right,
Masafin.
Right away, they have time. Exactly. Tomorrow
and,
is Chol.
And tonight, tomorrow is Chol. Correct.
Tomorrow is Chol.
Wow.
So Noach Mulder Rashi.
And when we say Mincha, two and a half hours before nightfall.
That's the Mincha, yeah. Mincha Ketana.
Yeah.
Mincha Ketana is when they brought the Tamashal Ben Abayim. Noach Mulder Rashi. Adam Mincha. Look at the Rashi. Adam Mincha. Adam Mincha. Adam Mincha. Adam Mincha. Adam Mincha.
But didn't we say Rashi said they never used to come so early in the morning? How early is that?
That's
But later they could come after
Tamashal Shachar. Until later.
Till Mincha. I got it.
Aval yachar mikan oisayim mahrayum muubar umoyin miyom amachos lemagipur muvusukas viimbo edim min aminichul lamala. If they come from aminichul lamala, here's the chiddush of Rashi. Af al pish ein moinim lemoad lemoadus. Me'ayoyim we don't go count from the moadim. Me'ayoyim because the witness they came too late,
right.
And because they came too late, we're not going to accept them. We're going to suppress them.
Right.
Loi, now here are the key words. Here, look at Rashi. Loi mezalzelinon bei b'hai shloishim. We're not going to mezalzel ella goyimrin oisai beisur. We're going to be mashlim the day in a state of isur. We're not going to do melacha today on this day. Kasher husharu ad hamincha.
We're holding by the 29th day, not by the 30th.
We're right now on the 20. Right now, no, on the 30th day. The 29th day is Elul. We're on day 30.
Yeah.
We're on day 30 now. The question is day 30. So now already, since most of day 30 passed, we're not going to do Malacha. Elagomus will be Yisra. Kasher husharu ad hamincha. Just like until then, they were nizer to do Malacha ad hamincha. Me Malacha. Keino hagim agarim osa b'kush osa. Alma. Techilas asiyah shnei yom l'Rosh Hashanah afil bebezna afil bebezna but lo yom yisafek even bebezna shayvada shayoyim toiv l'mochar v'alev tishrei is tomorrow
right v'yavol v'yavain
tiknu l'asoy soy they will masake and then on day 30 you should finish off the day b'kedusha
shmamino
choy chachamim umitzvosan haya l'asoy son dubo edim achara mincha this is the law v'horu choykim. What about those who live far away from Yerushalayim?
What does it say here?
The commandment of the Chum was to make La Soysan, is to make the entire day Kodesh.
Oh, I see. The 30th.
Bivo Edim Achra Mincha. Those people who are distant live very far away. Therefore, Yesh Aleihem La Soysan Kechol Shana. They have no choice. The people who live far away, they do not know when they do not they have a suffix. They have a real suffix. They do not know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be.
The 29th or the
30th. 29th or 30th. Yeshalem Lasaisin Bechol Shana, Shema Yavo Edim Achar Mincha. Maybe witnesses will come after Mincha.
Right.
Varei Kidusha Soy Achas. Maybe Yeshalem Lasaisin Bechol Shana, Shema Yavo Edim Achar Mincha. Because also the people who are rechaikim, they don't know what's going to be. Maybe they have the same exact issue. Maybe witnesses will come after mincha, and in the bezdin they're going to be misak, and then you should be mashed in the day b'kedusha.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow is going to be the real day.
Right.
So the people who live far from Yerushalayim do not know what the situation is. So they also have to observe two days as one yoyma arichta. Right. Even the rechaikim are observing it midin yoyma arichta. No, because that's going to be mean suffix. If they didn't know what day, that's a pure suffix. They also have Yom Arechta, even the Gvulin. The Ein Kan Loimar Mimon of Shachad Minar Chol, the Shema Ein Kan Chol El Hashem Kodesh. The people who live, in other words, they have a three-way suffix. The people who live far away, maybe they have a three-way suffix. Right, you understand? Who live on? Maybe day 30 is Rosh Hashanah. Correct. Maybe day 31 is Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
But maybe day 31 is Rosh Hashanah, but the witnesses came on day 30 after Mincha, which Correct. Makes a Yom Arichta.
Correct.
So the people living outside of Yerushalayim have a three. What?
If the
Eidim
didn't come,
what? Then it's Yom Arichta. Then it's Yom Arichta. So they, the people who live outside Yerushalayim, they blew both days. But they blew shofar the next day. No. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means, Yom Arichta. If Chazal were Masakim, you should be mashed on the day. And connected today, the next day, that's what it means, Yom Arichta. Hagufa, that's what it means, Yom Arichta. What? Not doing melacha is the Yom Arichta. This is not like today. Alright, we gotta stop it. Alright, Zag is out. Good job.